Hey guys, this is Sagar Veer, and today we are back with a new podcast. This is podcast number 25, and today's guest is Neha Mishra, and she's like, there's a list what she has been doing. So I have to read this and tell you what she's up to. But is my voice echoing?
No, I don't find it echoing.
Okay. So she's a certified NLP practitioner. She's a public speaker, trainer on managerial and behavior skills, coach on personal growth, and counselor on life skills. But before that, how I met her, I'm going to tell you about the mic talks where they gave me a chance to perform stand-up comedy set of mine. And she's the founder of the Mic Talks. So please tell us about Mic Talks and tell us about aapke bare mein batao. Main fumble ho raha hoon.
Thank you, Sagar. First of all, you know, you have me here with you today. I think this is very sweet of you to think about me, to have you. You know, I have always thought ki koi itne sare podcast kaise kar sakta hai, but take a bow, you've been very consistent. On your podcast and, you know, those things. That's wonderful. And thank you for that long introduction. It just suddenly made me realize of my age. But but I think, I'm proud of it. You know, before I get to talk about me, which I think we will talk throughout the session, I would like to tell everybody that kai baar, aur ye hona bhi chahiye ki kai baar hum aise platforms create karte hain जिसके थ्रू हमें लोगों को मिलने का मौका मिलता है एंड यू नो टू एक्सपैंड आवर नेटवर्क एंड मीट टैलेंटेड पीपल एंड दैट इज वन ऑफ द प्लेटफॉर्म द माइक टॉक व्हिच इज वन ऑफ माय प्लेटफॉर्म व्हिच इज ऑन यू नो ऑन एवरीथिंग टू डू विद परफॉर्मिंग आर्ट्स फ्रॉम पोएट्री टू स्टैंड अप टू म्यूजिक एंड एवरीथिंग वहीं पे दैट वाज द फर्स्ट टाइम लाइक सागर यू मेंशनड वहीं पे हम पहली बार मिले थे आई रिमेंबर यू केम फॉर द थर्ड माइक टॉक एंड दैट वाज द फर्स्ट टाइम वी मेट And, you know, it's interesting. It's nice that how we stumble upon people who are doing incredible work like you. I mean, I never knew at that point in time that you do this too. At that point in time, I thought that stand-up is your thing.
I do blogs, I do podcasts, I do stand-up comedy. Uh-huh. And with that, I study also so that I get a job. I want to get a government job. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, so I'm studying for that MPSC and UPSC exams. And when I get frustrated,
वैसे ये दो चीजें साथ में जाती नहीं है. हाँ, जाती नहीं है.
Even my parents are
so creative.
Parents are very. They get frustrated with me because of these things, but it's fine. You if you like it, you should do it. There's only one life. So I'm not going to compromise it. So.
True, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, see, that's one of the principles that I also believe in, right? Ki ek hi life hai, ek hi life mein, you can either make it wonderful and be proud of it, or else not do anything about it and just live the way life takes you, and then one fine day you realize ki maine itna time waste kar diya. Sometimes people don't even realize that, and I find them luckier that, you know, people who don't realize, I think they are better, they at least don't get to realize. But the ones who realize, and once it's too late, it's terrible. So,
First thing I want to ask you is, what is this certified NLP practitioner? Like, I haven't heard or I haven't read before visiting your profile. So, straight up, I want to ask you that.
So, isme koi bahut bhi baat hai ki you have never heard about it or you've never read, because it's fine, you know, it is. To give you a definition of NLP, it is called as neuro-linguistic programming. That is what NLP stands for.
Okay.
By the word of it, like by the definition of it, it looks really heavy dose, but it is not. Absolutely, the beginner levels are not that bad. But, you know, NLP is one of the techniques, one of the proven techniques of how a human mind functions and then communicates. Because if you see, we are communicating both ways. When we are talking and when we are not talking, in both ways, we are actually communicating. A lot of times, you would realize that, you know, you have not spoken to anybody, but the other person is already thinking about you and thinking about a certain thing. Right. Although you've not really spoken in words. Mm. So NLP is a very, very old and proven technique, which has been mastered by a certain set of people. And it basically is a structured way, it's an approach, a structured approach towards achieving your maximum potential, especially with respect to communication. It changes your communication like anything. So why am I certified into it and why you don't know about it? The point is very simple. There are certain people who naturally have a liking towards mind and psychology and how people think, etc. So they land up to courses and to information like this. That's why work needs me to do this. You know, I'm a coach like you introduced. So my work needs me to do this. But anybody can do it, frankly. For your personal growth, you can do it. Okay. For your professional entry, you can do it. Yeah.
I want to tell you that I learned sociology in UPSC. There's a optional subject. So there we had psychology also and sociology, anthropology. So I decided to learn sociology and it gave me a different perspective about very different things, like about marriage, about relationships, about boys, how they approach girls, how girls they approach boys, caste system.
Yeah.
And there are different things, like if you are from lower caste, you marry a upper caste person, then how the relationships are. And they're also so different. There are so examples in that. So they're mind boggling. And I come from an engineering background. So this was a very shocking thing that this is also an option we can read. And no one tells us about this.
I can totally imagine. Yeah.
So how did you decide this? Like, from generic, like we are supposed to become doctors and engineers, and you are doing this. So that's my question.
So I'll tell you. You know, it's a very good question, because a lot of times people think that what you are speaking right now and what you're doing today is what you have been doing forever, or this is how you were thinking from day one. You know, this is what people start thinking, but that's not so. Everybody has a graph. Everyone has a journey. But mine has always been similar to this. So I have spent more than 12 years in the corporate industry using corporate communication and marketing as functions. So, you know, when you lead corporate communication as a function, and when you do marketing, you know, all you are doing is thinking, how is your consumer talking, thinking, behaving, buying? I mean, you only and only think about the patterns of a human mind.
Right.
Now, at that point in time when I was doing this, I never realized that this is what I will enter into when I will start training one day. Although, in my job, I was training continuously. I was training my juniors. I was training my clients and agencies. But then, you know, this is what we talk, right? It's after all 8 points aisa aata hai jab aap introspection karte ho, thoda sa apne dosto ke paas jaate ho, thoda sa you rework on your strategies. And that's when I did it, I realized that this is what I do very well. I have through and through been working in the lines of how one communicates, how one communicates when he's not talking, like a non-verbal communication.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I said, this is it. This is what I need to build up more upon. And then you start investing in your personal growth, you start doing certifications.
Right.
But let me tell you, I never did certification for the sake of getting more business. I mean, that has one question which people ask me, that hame ye karna hai, hum kaun sa certification kare? That's one thing I detest completely. You do not need to be certified to be good in a certain field. No. You only do it if you really want to know about it and if you want to dwell more in it. That's the only reason you do it. Yeah.
And you are also a public speaker. So
right.
What's the maximum amount of audience you have given, like public, you have spoken to, like maximum audience?
In one go is 1,000.
Yeah, so 1,000.
I was saying 1,200 But my aim for next 20, you know, 12 months or so, or if it happens early, wonderful, is at least 5,000 people.
That
I want
feeling
to,
must be great.
I will in fact do my seminar. Yeah, I think 5,000 is the number.
Because when the first time I performed, there were 8 people in front of me. And I was so nervous, but I got through it. Next time there were 30. Yeah. Still, I felt that feeling. Then I got through it.
Yeah.
in front
Yeah.
of 100, then I get through it.
Yeah.
And whenever I perform in a school or a college, there's that
Yeah.
feeling that now there's a big audience and I'm scared. So is
But that will
it the
always
same
be. It
case?
happens with me also.
Is it the
Yeah,
same?
absolutely. Before every performance, like when I say performance, in my case, the performance is I'm speaking on a particular topic or I'm training, you know, something of that sort. So before every performance, I am in the washroom because that's one of the best things to do. And I'm like, you know, there's a breathing pattern and I practice that breathing pattern. But at the same time, one thing that goes in my head and my heart is, I can't do this. Oh my God, I can't do this. This is one thing that just happens. But then now I think with the years of practice and years of performing, I think it's been like, ki haan, wo aata hai, wo kuch, kuch seconds ke liye aata hai, and then I'm like, you know, I can just
Let's
change
do
my
it.
mind and,
Let's do it. Let's
yeah,
go.
let's do it. Yeah. I totally believe in the book, right? Fuck it, let's do it. So
Oh.
that's how it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Even I first time did the gig of stand-up comedy, so it was that attitude that helped me to go on stage because I was going to run
Yeah.
away and my mind was telling me, let's
Yeah.
go home, let's go home. But I had a drill.
Yeah.
We have games this
Yeah.
long, you can't go home from here now. Like,
Yeah,
what are
totally
you doing?
understand that. Yeah.
So
This so that's natural. That's very natural. Yeah.
and what
But
does
you
it
know what?
what
The thing is, no, Sagar, the thing is, you and I can laugh about it because we have, you know, we have progressed. We have overcome this and we know. But you know what? There are so many people who have, and I, because I train people personally, I coach people personally, there are so many people jinke saath jab aise incidents ho jaate hain, they leave it for life. And that is also very natural. So we need to talk about, people like you and me need to talk more about
Overcome
how
it,
they need
right?
to get up from that stage. Yeah. How you should not let your first or second failure affect. That is what is our
That there's a
responsibility.
fear of failure in everything, but few people just give up. Again, even in stand-up comedy, we don't get laughs
Yeah.
right away.
Yeah.
So you can't quit.
Yeah.
There's no
Yeah.
way you will quit. But we see, I have
Yeah.
seen few friends of mine who started
Yeah.
with me, but now they don't, they are not there. They are
Yeah.
just studying now. They don't come for open mics. They
Yeah.
are just depressed that nahi ho sakta mere se.
No, I don't think they need to. I mean, there are a lot of factors, वही बात है कि which we read about, but there are a lot of factors which define your success, which define your stage presence, which define your failure. And a lot of times, natural failure is okay, but a lot of times failure happens because you don't invest, and you don't even invest into knowing and further that what was the real reason behind me not doing well for this one. Are you doing your why? What went right? What went wrong? Every time when you get into something, I do it for every little thing I get into. So, I mean, it's a practice. You need to
So
do that.
do you
You
think
need to
that
face
this
it.
is because of lack of confidence? Like lack of self-belief.
Okay, lack of self-belief तो होता है, but सबसे बड़ी बात है determination. I think determination and discipline define everything. Why do you have
Determination.
to go and perform every time for somebody else? Are you performing your set 20 times before you are going in front of an audience? I mean, I'm talking for people who are not able to crack it. So are you doing that? Have you changed your strategy? Are you determined? Are you really disciplined? Are you passionate about it? If you are not, then वो फिर आगे की सारी चीजें होंगी. सेल्फ बिलीफ नहीं है, ये है, वो है. आई मीन, बट यू नो, आई वर्क विद सो मेनी क्लाइंट्स. रिसेंटली आई बीन वर्किंग विद फ्यू पीपल हु फॉर होम आई एम वर्किंग ऑन हाउ टू इम्प्रूव देयर सेल्फ बिलीफ. वी डू 5 सेशन, 5 आवर्स विद देम एंड थिंग्स चेंज. तो ये सब चेंज हो सकता है, बट डिटरमिनेशन होना चाहिए.
So from that we'll come to the next point. The trainer on you are the trainer on managerial and behavior skills. Just tell me what is it? Because मेरे को सब सेम ही
I
लग
think
रहा
it's
है
getting yeah, it's getting really heavy doors. We can talk very, very minutely about it. Simplicities and managerial skills are the ones which you need for managing you know, managing mostly a team. So when you have a team of 3, 4, 10, 20, whatever, those are the skills that you need to manage the team. Now these are mostly non-technical skills. Right? So things like how to delegate, how to negotiate, how to handle your time well, things like that.
It's like bargaining.
Behavioral skills. Yeah,
right?
negotiating, yeah. I mean, right? I mean, because you negotiate with your clients, you negotiate on timelines, you negotiate on delivery. There's so many things that you negotiate on,
yeah,
right?
Different language,
so,
it's street smart. To be street smart, right?
Yeah, street smart is more casual, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
or a more studentic language, you can call it.
But it is different.
Yeah.
When you said managerial,
I
thought it's a day-to-day activity, like how to manage your day in a productive
yeah,
manner.
Yeah. So if you look at it from a team leader point of view, or you look at it from your home leader point of view, your mother. Just look at your mother.
Yeah.
Now mothers mostly have managerial skills really well.
Yeah.
But the only difference is that they are handling a small team.
Yeah,
the only thing is they're handling a small team. Yeah, it's just that. But you know what? Today, aaj ki date mein, ye skills bahut important hai. Technical skills, maine dekha hai. In fact, ye cheez hai jo, which is something I want to change eventually, and I keep trying to do this, that log apne technical skills mein bahut invest karte hain. You would not believe they spend 30,000 paying for one workshop on a technical skill.
Yeah.
Now, while they do that,
software
yeah,
seeking
I mean, good. I'm not saying that it's wrong.
Yeah,
but I'm saying they
I'm
do not
it.
Work on their behavioral skills.
Right.
वो नहीं कर रहे अपने communication पे काम. वो लोग नहीं कर रहे अपने time management पे काम. वो नहीं कर रहे अपने team management पे काम. People don't like them around. Now they're upset. They can't get the work done. They can't do everything on their own.
Like people just
so
write
what?
It in their resume. Team worker.
yeah.
Team player.
Yeah. And then. You have no idea when I interview people and when I ask them, give me one example of a team player that you are.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oh my God, how many people do I reject? Because, you know, they just don't even understand. What is that mean?
Okay, so they are not able to understand the term.
Yeah, they think teamwork is going out with your team for chai, for fun breaks and just maintaining healthy and nice relationship with your team. That's what they think teamwork is. That's not what teamwork is, right?
So, before starting
we'll
this...
We'll do some other day to talk about what is teamwork.
Okay. So, before this, you were telling that you wanted to talk about communication. So, what was it? How you want to approach that?
I mean, if you have a question to ask me, the communication is a big topic, right?
Okay.
I mean, we
so
communicate
ask,
when
I'll
we
ask.
Talk.
I have one question.
Yeah.
So, if... I have a girlfriend. And if I want to have a healthy relationship with her, then there's only one key thing I think that it's important to communicate because I'll know everything.
What is that? Sorry?
The most important thing is to communicate, to know everything, what she thinks. But girls are like that, they don't tell what they're thinking. So they want us to communicate, but they won't communicate. So how to get out of this?
Yeah. So, you know, I think this is a wonderful example. I am no expert in telling you about, although how girls think and girls talk, but
no,
I can definitely
girls,
tell you a little bit. I know,
not
I mean, that has been
like
a good
love
story.
Role, but in just communication,
just like
a second.
Yeah, I get the joke. So, you know, now the thing is this. When you, like, for example, when you just spoke about the you know, we should talk in the relationship. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
I think that's not the most important thing.
Okay.
The most important
so
thing is we should listen. We should listen.
Okay.
And we should, I think the success of all relationships and, sorry, really all relationships of all sorts lies in mostly your non-verbal communication. Because most of the times, if you start retrospecting, you would realize that most of the time you are listening or not listening, but you're ready to say your part of the story. You want to communicate what you are thinking. You want to clarify. You want to give examples of how you are thinking. So half of the time, it's both the people equally thinking about how do I tell my point. Yeah. Now, listening is a very important thing. And when I'm saying listening, I don't mean to say that just become one sunset and listen. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm
but
saying that
comprehend it.
Your mind really, yeah, comprehend it. I mean, give your mind really a thought behind how to listen. Now, a lot of people say, ki, you know what, now how do, hum koi parmatma thodi hai ki hum bina bole kuch samajh jaye. But if you really re-evaluate this question and think about it, that there are so many times when you have gone to a friend and said, hey, you're not looking very well. Is something bothering you?
Yeah, this happens.
Or you have happened, right? So you don't want the person to actually say in language.
Say anything.
So, right? So it's about a capability that we humans have been given. This whole instinct
like
that
we
keep talking.
So,
we're gifted. Right? Now, if you actually look at it, but why is it so much time kaun invest kare? Itna koi kya kare? So, bol do bhai, seedhe bol do kya issue hai, kya dikkat hai. But just in case, agar us bolne mein maine kuch galat word use kar diya ya galat gesture use kar liya, it's over, right? Everything is just screwed up.
Everything's in audit now.
yeah.
So,
agli baar when you're speaking to your girlfriend, you actually listen more.
Yeah, like even I listen, but your point is valid. So like we are always ready to tell our part all the time. So
yeah,
we should listen more.
And you think about this in all relationships, huh?
You think
about this
with
in your everybody. You think this is the phenomena. Har jagah hi hota hai. So
this podcast is informative one, guys. So help yourself.
Unlike Sagar's other ones, which are more to do with fun and chill, and you know, I wonder your friends must be like cursing you, like, "Ye kaun aa gaya yaar, kyaan baat raha hai?"
No, they won't. They should also learn something. They also, my friend, there's a relationship there. So listen.
I think they have no choice unless and until you don't save the story. I think they have no choice. They have to listen to this.
Yeah, they have to. Even this will come on YouTube and Spotify. So. I just push content every day.
Yes, absolutely.
So my next question is, what do good listeners sounds like?
Listener?
Yeah. No, good speaker sounds like. Sorry.
Right.
What do good speaker sounds like?
Okay. What does good speaker sound like? I think I would talk more about how does good speaker behave like. Okay, because sound is very simple. I think everybody can answer this, right? Sound is fluent, confident, right vocabulary, articulation, tonality, all of that somebody who has. That one is called as a good speaker, right? That's how a good speaker sounds like. But now let's talk about how does a good speaker behave like. So let's say, for example, you go onto the stage. And now when you're on stage, before you even open your mouth, people start making judgments about you. So despite of you not talking, like I was just saying a while back, you are still interacting. You are still communicating. So what's your body language when you go? So body language is one, very quickly if I have to touch on. Body language is one of the most important things that a good speaker has to always be assured of. So it should not be a closed body language. It should be open. Shoulders should be uptight, you know. You should be helping, you should be moving your hands a little bit, not overdoing, but you should be able to. Your facial expressions play a major role. Your smile plays a major role.
Yeah.
So a good speaker is always bringing in that little element of smile in between. You know, the nerves over here are relaxed, on forehead are relaxed. A good speaker is connecting with you more, is tilting a little bit in the front to listen to you, instead of just being too stiff. A good speaker is giving you the chance to say your point and interacting. He's more of interacting than just orating.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the problems. Hamare yahan pe bahut badi issue hai ye. Being a good orator is not enough. Being a good interactor or somebody who can communicate, interact, is more important.
Is it hard to maintain patience? You must know.
Of course.
With students who are not able to learn anything. Like,
No,
how dumb you
I
are.
don't think they should learn. Yeah, it happens. I mean, let me not become like this one person who is trying to. Yeah, it happens. It's just very irritating. It's very irritating.
Sometimes it must be.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
so there's one question.
Okay,
How can one make their words
how
more
can one make
effective?
their words more effective?
Like मैं
Can
जो
you
भी
repeat
बोलूँ
that?
तो how
Can you repeat
one
that?
can make their
How
words more
one can
effective?
make their words more effective? How one can make their words more effective?
Yeah, when I'm speaking, when I'm performing, I don't
Performing,
want them to get distracted.
I don't want them
I
to get
want their
distracted.
whole attention
Okay.
while performing a joke,
Okay,
because there's a 4 line ka joke.
sure.
Because there's a 4 line
I can't
ka afford
afford
that.
that. Sure, absolutely. So I think you need to, one is you need to prepare your audience before you are coming up with your punch.
Okay.
So that's one thing. When I say prepare, you need to make sure that your audience is glued with you. So your impact is not just those 4 lines or your
Okay.
2 line punch.
Okay.
Your impact is before that line of punch.
हाँ.
So, like for example, I have seen that
ओ.
कई बार होता है स्टैंड अप के केस में, कई बार होता है कि आप अपना पंच बोलते हो और पंच बोल करके आप फटाफट नेक्स्ट पे मूव कर जाते हो या आप उसको ओवर एम्फसाइज करते हो. तो दो
हाँ
चीजें हैं. एक,
हाँ
लेट ऑडियंस डाइजेस्ट व्हाट यू जस्ट सेड. लेट ऑडियंस डाइजेस्ट इट, अंडरस्टैंड इट. And some
जी
people are actually slow, so they will not understand also. So give
राइट
them that little time, you know.
टाइम
And then the second thing is don't like overpress it. आप बार बार उसी चीज को फिर मत बोलो. कई बार होता है कि आप वो पंच बोलते हो और ऑडियंस ने रिस्पॉन्ड नहीं किया,
हाँ
ऑडियंस ने हंसा नहीं. जो आपने
हाँ
शायद किसी और ऑडियंस में देखा
मैं
होगा
हंसाया
कि वो
था. हाँ
ऑडियंस बहुत हंसी.
बहुत
हाँ,
हंसी
बट
थी.
अभी नहीं, इसमें क्या हुआ कि ऑडियंस नहीं हंसी. So now
हाँ
you need to give that leeway to them कि maybe they were not glued with you, maybe they genuinely did not understand, maybe the surroundings were not
दैट
conducive
ग्रेट.
enough for you to be able to crack that joke. ये सारी चीजें होती हैं. तो इसलिए
राइट.
आप वो पंच बोलने के पहले अपनी ऑडियंस को कैसे प्रिपेयर करो, बाय यूजिंग योर राइट बॉडी लैंग्वेज, बाय मेकिंग श्योर दैट योर वॉइस इज क्लियर. यू नो एनी बडी हु वर्क इन द फील्ड ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग आर्ट्स has to have a good and impactful voice. So you need to work a lot on your
राइट
voice. काफी प्रैक्टिस
राइट
करो, ब्रीदिंग की, वोकल कॉर्ड्स की बहुत प्रैक्टिस करो. आजकल तो यूट्यूब पे इतना कुछ मिलता है, सो यू कैन जस्ट गो एंड लुक
डज
फॉर वोकल
मेडिटेशन
कॉर्ड
काउंट
एक्सरसाइजेस.
मेडिटेशन और
यू नो यू नीड टू नो वाई यू मेडिटेटिंग, वॉट एग्जैक्टली आर यू डूइंग, फॉर वॉट पर्पज, दैट्स
ओके
इम्पोर्टेंट. अदरवाइज ऐसा नहीं है मेडिटेशन विल चेंज एवरीथिंग फॉर यू, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है.
या आई
So,
स्टार्टेड
गुड
डूइंग
ओरिएंटर, यू नीड
मेडिटेशन
टू हैव राइट
बिकॉज
वर्ड्स.
टू मेंटेन माय सेमनेस, बिकॉज
या दैट्स
इट कीप्स
गुड,
मी
यू कैन
कूल.
डू दैट.
या
वो
बट फॉर
अच्छा है.
वोकल थिंग्स सो देयर इज यूट्यूब थिंग यू सेट.
या आई मीन
ओके
यूट्यूब इज वन ऑफ द सोर्स. आई ऑल्सो हेल्प पीपल टू डू दिस, बट आई एम जस्ट
ओके
सेइंग फॉर लाइक योर
ओके
क्विक
या
हैक्स. फॉर
इट्स अ
हैक्स दीज
जनरल
डेज
थिंग,
यूट्यूब इज
एवरीवन कैन
एवरीथिंग
अटेंड.
ना. या एंड देन यू ऑल्सो शुड वर्क अलॉट ऑन योर डिक्शन. जैसे मैंने कई बार देखा है जब लोग ज्योग्राफीज अलग अलग जगहों से आते हैं, कोई साउथ से आ रहा है, कोई राजस्थान से आ रहा है, इस तरीके से जब लोग आते हैं तो उनका एक डायलेक्ट होता है बोलने का, उनका एक
हाँ
डिक्शन होता है, एक तरीका
हाँ
होता है बोलने का, राइट.
हाँ
वो चीज पे सबसे पहले काम करना चाहिए, उस चीज को कंटिन्यूअसली इम्प्रूव करना चाहिए कि कैसे आप. अब हाँ, अनलेस एंड अंटिल आप उसको अपने कॉमेडी में एज अ पंच यूज कर रहे हो, अगर आप वो कर
हाँ
रहे हो, वो
ओके
आपकी स्ट्रैटेजी है,
ओके
तो ग्रेट. बट अगर वो आपकी स्ट्रैटेजी नहीं है
नहीं
लेकिन
है,
वो हो रहा है, अब
हो रहा
बिकॉज ऑफ
है.
विच अब सामने वाला समझ ही नहीं पा रहा है आपका, जो आपका पंच समझ ही नहीं पा रहा है, तो दैट कुड बी अनदर रीजन. तो एंड देन आई थिंक सिंपल लैंग्वेज इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. वो भी बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट चीज है, सिंपल लैंग्वेज. डू
या
नॉट
दिस हैपन
कॉम्प्लिकेट इट,
दिस
इतना भी
हैपन्स.
ज्यादा आर्टिकुलेट मत कर दो कि यू नो एक सिंपल से वर्ड को आप मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट फॉर तरह से बात कर रहे हो, या इंग्लिश की वर्ड
राइट राइट
डिक्शनरी का जाके सबसे डिफिकल्ट सिनोनियम आप बोल रहे हो, ये मत करो.
हाँ
सिंपल
हाँ
चीजें यूज करो, हिंदी हो या इंग्लिश या मराठी या कोई भी रीजनल लैंग्वेज.
सो यू हैव अ गुड, यू नो अबाउट दीज थिंग्स अबाउट बिहेवियरल स्किल्स एंड मैनेजरल स्किल्स, बट पीपल लव टू करेक्ट अदर्स.
या
लाइक इफ आई एम स्पीकिंग रॉन्ग they will point out there and then, or if I'm writing something, I have written a caption. So they won't, like, they are mostly invested in more in correcting me than to get the emotion out of it, what I want to portray or I want to tell them. So how is it right to correct others then and there, or there's a way to do it?
ओके नाउ दिस इज वेरी सब्जेक्टिव. ओके सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल, जब लोग आपको बिना जाने रैंडमली करेक्ट करते हैं, तब आई मीन देन इट हर्ट्स अ लिटिल बिट, बिकॉज यू नो लाइक देयर इज नो ट्रस्ट. सी, सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट जो चीज है किसी भी तरीके के चेंज में, दैट इज ट्रस्ट. और या किसी भी तरीके की लिसनिंग में या एक्सेप्टेंस में वो ट्रस्ट होता है. सो अंटिल एंड अनलेस यू डोंट ट्रस्ट द पर्सन हु इज गिविंग यू द एडवाइस, द वेरी फर्स्ट थिंग विल बी लाइक, यार तुम कहाँ के माइकल आ लो,
वही
यू नो
पीसवाल खान है
व्हाट, तुम,
ना
या आई मीन तुमको किसने अथॉरिटी दी कि तुम आकर के
राइट
ज्ञानबाजी करोगे,
राइट राइट राइट
राइट? सो दैट आई हैव सीन द समथिंग वेरी मेजर इवन इन इन्फ्लुएंसर फॉर्मेट. जैसे हम लोग इंस्टाग्राम पे हैं, आई ऑल्सो हैव अ लॉट ऑफ फॉलोअर्स ऑन इंस्टाग्राम, एंड उसमें कई बार ये चीज होती है दैट जब आप लोगों को इंटरेक्ट करते सुनते हो, या व्हेन पीपल स्टार्ट ट्रस्टिंग यू, ओनली देन दे स्टार्ट कमेंटिंग एंड देन दे स्टार्ट गिविंग देयर ओपिनियन, अनलेस यू आर अ सेलिब्रिटी. सो वी आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट अ सेलिब्रिटी स्टेटस वेयर एवरीबडी गोज एंड वॉमिट्स देयर इमोशंस, यू नो. तो उसके बारे में बात नहीं कर रहे. बट आई थिंक ये इस बारे में बात करके एनर्जी भी लगाना कि इज इट राइट टू गिव ओपिनियन इफ ऑल दैट इज यूजलेस, फ्रेंकली, बिकॉज नॉट यूजलेस रियली बट बेसलेस है, बिकॉज उसको आप रोक नहीं सकते. यू शुड ट्रस्ट पीपल, द पीपल, या द पीपल हु यू ट्रस्ट आर द पीपल हु यू शुड लिसन टू, एंड यू शुड इंगेज कि भाई क्या तेरे को अच्छा नहीं
क्या
लगा,
गलत हुआ,
या इंगेज इन अ कॉन्वर्सेशन, तेरे को क्या लगा, या इसको और मैं टेक फॉर अ सजेशन. दैट्स अनदर थिंग, लोग सिर्फ देते हैं एडवाइस कि ये गलत है, बट बहुत कम लोग ऐसे होंगे जो ये बोलेंगे ये ऐसे हो
बताएंगे भी.
सकता था. दोज आर पीपल, दोज आर द पीपल दैट यू वॉन्ट टू बी कनेक्टेड विद, एंड यू
दिस हैपन्स विद द यूट्यूब वीडियोज एवरी टाइम. दैट्स व्हाई आई आस्क्ड यू कि ये बंदे ने कुछ जिंदगी में आज तक एक वीडियो एडिट नहीं किया, लेकिन अभी पता नहीं कि ऐसा कर वैसा कर, तो मतलब मेरे को भी नहीं आता वो ऐसा कर वैसा कर. आई एम ऑल्सो लर्निंग ब्रो, सो गिव मी सम टाइम, आई लर्न फर्स्ट. दैट्स व्हाई
सो टिल द टाइम ही इज गिविंग सजेशन कि ऐसा करो या ये कर सकते हो, इफ इट्स सजेस्टिव देन इट इज वेरी गुड, इफ इट्स सॉल्यूशन ड्रिवन तब तो बहुत जोड़ के ले लो कि भाई ठीक है. बट अगर सिर्फ उंगली करना है, लाइक यू नो इफ समबडी इज जस्ट लाइक बॉदरिंग यू एंड लाइक doing all that, then just ignore it.
It's,
I mean,
it's not
they don't deserve
suggestive,
it.
It's judgmental. It's just judgmental
then
things.
No, anything that bothers
there's
you and makes you feel I'm being judged
in that.
And all,
there's
an
opinion.
I mean, see, now we all know, right? Like, you guys are millennial generation. I'm also a millennial in a way, but your generation is more of digital generation. तुम लोग पैदा हुए हो ऑलमोस्ट विद यू नो
फेसबुक में पैदा हुए,
फ्लैटर मोबाइल फोन एंड फेसबुक एंड ऑल दैट. सो बडी यू कैन हेल्प इट, यू हैव टू बेयर विद इट.
सो यू आर अ काउंसलर ऑन लाइफ स्किल्स. व्हाट आर लाइफ स्किल्स?
आई थिंक बहुत ज्यादा हो गया सागर, मुझे खुद को एम्बैरेसिंग लग रहा है अभी इतना ज्यादा बात करते हुए खुद के बारे में.
नहीं,
आई सडनली जस्ट हैव स्टार्टेड फीलिंग दैट
आई कैन आस्क मी एनीथिंग, देयर इज नो थिंग.
नो, आई विल क्विकली टच बेस अबाउट. सो मैं बहुत सिंपल तरह से बताती हूँ कि आई एम अ काउंसलर, आई एम अ कोच, यू नो. सो आई हेल्प पीपल इन देयर पर्सनल ग्रोथ, इन देयर प्रोफेशनल ग्रोथ. तो कई बार होता है कि आप एक जगह पे जाके स्टक हो जाते हो. कई बार सिंपल एज कि आपको करियर आपने चूज तो कर लिया, अब आपको अच्छा नहीं लग रहा है. आप करते हो रहे हो एक पर्टिकुलर कोर्स, अब आपको अच्छा नहीं लग रहा है. नाउ यू नॉट एबल टू एक्सप्रेस योर सेल्फ, यू नॉट एबल टू, यू डोंट हैव ट्रस्टेड रिसोर्सेज इन टर्म्स ऑफ कि मैं जाके एडवाइस लू मगर किसकी लू. एंड देन अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स देयर आर थिंग्स दैट बॉदर यू कि भाई मैं ये करना तो चाहता हूँ बट मैं नहीं कर पा रहा. सेल्फ बिलीफ से रिलेटेड, सेल्फ एस्टीम से लेकर के, कम्युनिकेशन से लेकर के, इस तरह की कई सारी चीजें होती हैं जो कि आपको आप चाहते हो किसी से बात करना एंड सोल्यूशन ड्रिवन बात करना. सो दैट इज व्हाट आई डू. आई कंसल्ट पीपल एंड आई एम अ कोच लाइक आई सेड. एंड एक चीज और है टू आंसर योर थिंग वेरी शॉर्टली. अब आज की डेट में क्या चल रहा है, कोरोना चल रहा है राइट, बिजनेसेस
है,
काफी सारे बिजनेसेस अफेक्ट हो गए
ठप।
हैं, काफी सारे स्टूडेंट्स अफेक्ट हो रहे हैं राइट, कैन यू हियर मी, या तो काफी सारे स्टूडेंट्स अफेक्ट हो रहे हैं। अब ऐसे केस में पीपल हु आर एबल टू मेंटेन देयर सैनिटी, स्टिल लुक एट पॉजिटिव अप्रोच इन लाइफ, मेंटेन देयर वेल मेंटल वेलनेस, मेंटेन परस्यू सम अदर हॉबी, और आर एबल टू मेक यूज ऑफ सम हॉबी इन टू प्रोग्रेसिव डायरेक्शन, ऑल दीज थिंग्स कम अंडर लाइफ स्किल्स, स्किल्स दैट
राइट
यू कैन यूज टू सस्टेन एंड टू फाइट द चैलेंजेस ऑफ लाइफ, यू नो
ओके,
दैट्स
सो
व्हाट इज लाइफ
आई
स्किल्स
वांटेड
इन अ
टू आस्क अ
वेरी
क्वेश्चन अबाउट
सिंपलिस्टिक
दिस,
वे।
सो दैट्स व्हाई आई आस्क्यू दिस। देयर इज वन थिंग आई हैव बीन थिंकिंग लॉट अबाउट। पीपल से
राइट
दैट अबाउट पीपल हैव दैट परसेप्शन अबाउट वन पर्सन दैट ही इज इमोशनल, ही इज ये ऐसा ही है,
ओके
ये सैड ही रहता है,
या
ही इज फनी।
राइट
सो व्हाई वी शुड गिव दैट वन थिंग टू दैट पर्सन? ही इज अ पर्सन, ही फील्स एवरीथिंग, ही इज समटाइम्स एंग्री, ही इज समटाइम्स जेलस, सो व्हाई डिफाइन
या
इट, व्हाई डिफाइन अ पर्सन विद समथिंग? सो आई थॉट इट्स नॉट राइट
ओके सो
टू डिफाइन वन पर्सन विद।
एब्सोल्युटली नाउ इफ यू गो टू साइकोलॉजी ओके इफ यू टेक ना सी दिस इज व्हाट हैपेंस वी स्टार्ट सेइंग एंड लेबलिंग पीपल बेस्ड ऑन आवर ओन स्टीरियोटाइप्स एंड आवर ओन बायसेस राइट। अब वो जो हम आसपास सुन रहे हैं, हम अपनी फैमिली में देख रहे हैं कैसे जज होता है, सिंपल सी चीज है ना, व्हाई यू इवन गोइंग टू टू फ्रेंड्स ऑल्सो, यू गो टू फैमिली इटसेल्फ एंड यू विल सी हाउ यू वुड सी योर पेरेंट्स और योर फैमिली मेक्स कॉमेंट्स एंड थिंग्स अबाउट सर्टन पीपल। सो ये जो हमारे अपने स्टीरियोटाइप्स एंड बायसेस हैं, हम उसके बेसिस पे ये सारी एक्टिविटीज करते हैं। नाउ ऑन द अदर हैंड यू विल ऑल्सो सी पीपल हु लाइक टू लुक बियॉन्ड एंड इन्वेस्ट इन लुकिंग बियॉन्ड योर एक्सटर्नल अपियरेंस एंड योर बेसिक हैबिट्स दैट यू डू, दे लाइक टू लुक एट यू मोर एज अ पर्सन, मोर एज योर कैरेक्टर वैल्यूज एक्सेट्रा, बट ऐसे लोग ऑल्सो कम है या तो गोइंग बैक टू वॉट यू आर जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट एंड आई वॉज सेइंग इफ यू गो बैक टू साइकोलॉजी राइट, साइकोलॉजी सजेस्ट दी मेनी मेनी मॉडल्स वेयर दे से फ्रॉम एमबीआईटी टू डिस्क एंड आई विल नॉट गेट इन टू दोज डिटेल्स, बट दीज मॉडल्स सजेस्ट वॉट काइंड ऑफ डिफरेंट पीपल आर एग्जिस्ट। तो एक इंसान के अंदर या क्या क्या अलग अलग कैटेगरीज होती है, जैसे कि
कैरेक्टर्स
हम जब करियर भी चूज करते हैं, हाँ
ओके
तो हम जब करियर भी चूज करते हैं तो पर्सनालिटी टाइप असेसमेंट करते हैं, कई बार जब हम हायरिंग करते हैं एज एचआर तो हम पर्सनालिटी टाइप असेसमेंट करते हैं, तो वो हम क्यों करते हैं, क्योंकि एक्चुअली हर एक अंदर बंदे के अंदर कुछ क्वालिटीज डोमिनेट करती हैं, कुछ क्वालिटीज सप्रेस रहती हैं। अब उसी तरीके से आप लोगों को अलग अलग ब्रैकेट में डालते हो, तो मैं ये बहुत शॉर्टली बिना बोर किए मैं ये चीज बताती हूँ कि
नहीं,
ये
बोर
मैं
नहीं हो रहा,
क्यों कह
बिल्कुल
रही
आप
हूँ
बताओ।
इसलिए कि ये मैं चीज क्यों कह रही हूँ, क्योंकि लोग जब नॉर्मल इंसान को आप देखोगे तो वो ऐसे खटाक से जजमेंट पास कर देगा, बट अगर जो थोड़ा लर्नेड है, जिसने थोड़ी पढ़ाई करी है, जिसने थोड़ा इन्वेस्ट किया है इन चीजों में, देन यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट एवरीबॉडी लाइक यू राइटली सेड एक बंदे के अंदर वो चारों पांचों ट्रेट होते हैं, इट इज जस्ट दैट दो ट्रेट डोमिनेंट होते हैं, दो ट्रेट सबमिसिव होते हैं, दैट इज ऑल। तो हर बंदा हर कुछ कर रहा होता है बेसिकली, ये चीज है।
राइट, तो वो ऐसा अपन नहीं बोल सकते कि ये बंदा इमोशनली है, बिकॉज सेइंग दैट पर्सन इफ ही इज नॉट स्ट्रांग वो ले लेगा, और वो अभी ओवर थिंक कर रहेगा तो फिर तो वो गया। तो वो
नो सो
चल
नाउ
दी गाड़ी,
दैट दैट
उसके
इज
घोड़े
वेयर
तो
द
अलग ही
पर्सन
दौड़
हैज
दिए।
टू यूज देयर लाइफ स्किल्स। हाँ तो वहां पे वो बंदे को, अब ये गलती सामने वाले की नहीं है, मैं ये कभी नहीं कहती कि जो लेबल कर रहा है ये उसकी गलती है, ये गलती गलती किसी की नहीं है, बट ये जो प्रोसेस है ना कि इसमें आप हर्ट हो जाते हो या आपको इफेक्ट हो जाता है, मॉरल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी देखें तो मॉरली सामने वाले को ऐसा आपको नहीं बोलना चाहिए, बट अगर हम प्रैक्टिकल टर्म्स में देखें तो ये आपकी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है दैट हाउ यू कैन सेव योर सेल्फ फ्रॉम ऑल दीज थिंग्स, दैट इज वाई दे से राइट सेल्फ हेल्प है, दैट्स वाई दे से एवरीथिंग इज विद इन यू, योर आंसर्स आर विद इन यू, ऑल दोज
विद इन
बिग
यू,
बिग
उद्धव,
बिग बिग स्टेटमेंट है, विच इज ट्रू एक्चुअली, इट्स ऑल विद इन यू हाउ यू कोप अप।
सो
इनफैक्ट एक चीज
राइट
और भी है, आप अगर एक
क्या
चीज और बोलती हूँ, दैट इंटरेस्टिंग सी चीज है, हाँ अब बंदे को सोचने भर की बात है, मान लो किसी ने आपसे आके बोला कि आप तो कितने इमोशनल हो, ऐसे चीजें नहीं चलती हैं, ठीक, यू वुड ऑल्सो इफ यू गो बैक एंड यू रियलाइज दे मस्ट हैव बीन समबडी हु वुड हैव टोल्ड यू यू आर बिल्कुल नॉट इवन 1% इमोशनल, हाउ इनसेंसिटिव यू आर, यू डोंट
राइट
इवन केयर अबाउट अदर्स.
या हाँ
सो द सेम पर्सन इज बीइंग जज्ड बाय डिफरेंट पीपल डिफरेंटली
डिफरेंट
बिकॉज ऑफ
पीपल
डिफरेंट रिलेशनशिप्स
राइट
दैट दिस गाय
राइट
हैज और दिस गर्ल हैज. सो यू
या
नो इट्स
बट
लाइक
ओनली
दैट.
नेगेटिव थिंग्स
बट
स्टिक
ओनली
विद देम
नेगेटिव थिंग्स स्टिक विद देम. Yeah,
राइट
that's not, that's
ऑल द
because the
टाइम
power of the mind is not strong. That's
राइट
because you're not strong enough.
या
You
या
don't know how to handle
बट इफ इफ
these
इफ
things.
इफ If the person is strong, he can easily deal with these things because these are not that hard to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you need to not deal with these things. You need to understand these things and then just you should expect these things.
Oh, okay. Got
You are talking about a reactive approach. I am talking about a proactive approach.
it. Right, I'm getting that. Like these things are very hard to
Loving this
understand.
conversation.
Like I think too much about these things while meditation and all. This was a great conversation.
Saurabh,
What? Acha Saurabh,
says expect the
expect the
unexpected.
unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, in funny sense, absolutely. But I think जो godly चीजें हैं, जो आपके control में नहीं है, उसमें expect the unexpected. But I think these things so are you can expect like this. Like you're going on to a stage, you very clearly know what will be five common sentiments of people. So I think yeah,
It
yeah.
is
But yeah, Saurabh, we agree with you.
expected. So you were telling about the personal coaching and one-on-one approach, the one-on-one things you do. So how was that? Please explain, and then we will
So
end, we'll wrap up.
these are usually, yeah, of course. So these are usually 1 hour sessions that I conduct. And you know, they start with, let's say, like I said, you know, people who are dealing with their professional roadblocks. You don't need to be depressed to come to me. Please don't misunderstand. I don't want audience to misunderstand and think, अरे जब जिंदगी में सब खत्म हो जाए तब जाओ. That's not what I mean. But in your professional or in your personal journey, if you feel that you're facing a roadblock, you're not able to find somebody who you can talk things out and you're looking for solutions, you know, that's when I come in picture and I coach you. These are usually 1 hour sessions and these are paid sessions. And what we do is we have a few minimum work on everybody on a very customized and personal level. So it's not like I have a template and I just run that on everybody. Because every human is different, so I work with everybody in a very, very focused and specialized approach. And yeah, I mean, you can take my help to grow, basically. In short, I'm available. I help people do that professionally. I'm certified to do that. So yeah, I can help people on that
How
front.
people can approach you if they want to get in touch with you?
So yes, absolutely. So I think they can get in touch with me through Instagram. My handle is @NEHTALKS, NEHTALKS. You can pin that probably so that people can see that.
I will.
And yeah, and people can also approach me via email. So they can write to me at neha@nehatalks.com. Neha, that is NEHA@NEHATALKS.com. So yeah, they can email me or they can reach out to any of my friends like you. And then you will guide them
Yeah, I'll
further.
redirect them
Yeah.
if anyone is there coming, is
Sure.
anyone interested.
Sure. Sure.
And so thank you,
Sure.
ma'am. Thank you for coming
Thank you, ma'am.
on this
Thank you
live
for coming.
session, this fun podcast number 25, and I hope you also
I
enjoyed
hope
it.
I was able to contribute to the fun element and I didn't make it too
It's
boring and too strict.
Arre,
I mean.
it's always fun to talk to someone because everyone is different. Like people say, this is boring, this
Right.
is that. I don't think that way.
Yeah.
Like everyone has a different kind of boring thing, and there's a fun to that. So just we have to understand what's fun for you.
I am glad that this conversation is pretty much on this note where I'm telling you a few things and you are telling me a few things. It's good to know that yeah, okay. So I take my words back. So But I enjoyed it. I really loved it. It was lovely. And looking forward for some more fun, and
Yes.
conversing in time.
So,
Great.
guys, please like, share, subscribe.
Welcome, welcome, boys and girls.